Der eating shirt chulin by the Rosh Hashiva, Ches El Hitoshim Amdala, Wednesday, September 5th, 1984. Yoredeya chulin Yotas by the Rosh Hashiva. Yud Gimel Eloi Tav Shem Mem Dalad,
September 10th, 1984, on Monday. So the Rebbe becomes affected not only in this RSA of this Hayashi Chayu, but also in the Nisya Lam, of this Moshe Rebbe's Chayu, so Bar Moya explained that no, that it becomes affected only in this RSA, it only becomes a mechanic, the illusion. But when it becomes affected with the when it acquires an organic diminution, the song. But even before the diminution, the moment it becomes a musicalis, it already is a soul and the score of the essay. So that is what from the town. So apparently, from the town anticipated that kind of object. So he says, if you say like that, so there is still a kawachina, and there is no peer of ma'u trefo shekhaso mechaim, here in Be'er shekhaso mechaim, because if you scan shekhaso, it's a mishase, so that, why? Because it's called a mishase, because that means that the Be'er also begins with shekhaso mechaim, it's also a shekhaso mechaim. Then, if more a mask of Barabashi, the few may even mineral, high in Kaipo, high in Sukenes, to become the people of Rahman Romu Lapi Kaipo, to the Asimiki of Sukenes, the Hedone, she also Gister. So then, the Nisan Leo did not begin the high, because it never passed through a stage of trade for Sukenes. There was a transition from Shlomo to Mise. So Mele, it never was Osa Mechaim, it never became Osa Mechaim, it is a Mele never became Osa Mechaim. So Mele, we can, there is a fear of Hanukkah from Mechaim, and we say, now we pray for. Mao Trevor Shechasso Mechaim, Tim of Nivelo, let's say in the case of Nivelo, that was preceded by a stage of history, so Nivelo Gasso Mechaim. Or it says, Yepshea, in the second of Pote, so Nivelo, even if it was preceded by a stage of history, so it also for one moment at least, it was in Sikenes before that. Before he died. So Mele, we couldn't say the pirch of Mali Trepo, Shechein, Asor Mechaim, then Mele Shechasor Mechaim, because the Mele was also Asor Mechaim, for one moment at least. Now, the Kashe against Hamletan is what the Chidush HaRamas. In other words, so according to Ramadan, the Yor is reducing the Kalachim of the Al-Fusim. He wants that to assume that Haim Trevi Haim Sken is, so that means that Trevi Yasuo, because it's called the Vele, called the Nabukar of his soul, but because it's the Vele, so the Vele, the question arises, why does the Torah have to say, Chil, to advise us that the Israel of Yubel is called Israel Chil? Even the Torah didn't say it. We can use our Kalachimna, through Kalachimna, from Trefo. If the Torah mentioned that and he saw a temple which is less humble than the Isa of Wales. In what sense is it less humble? Because the Isa of Wales is less humble because it's not in common to the smugglers. Whereas the Bill Mamish is a Mamish, not just Hormuz, is the Tamei, Tumas, Mage, and Mase as well. So the question is, the Ramis Hashem, how can we learn now from it all from there? But how can we learn now through it all from there? But it's an ancient Nadim, the Ramis Hashem. So apparently, Tom holds that the halacha of an ancient Adin has no application here. What's an example of an ancient Adin? There's the Mori Makis. Let's see. Hold in the order. So in other words, if they testify, and then the need is executed, on the basis of the testimony of the AD, and then after the is executed, so to Allah, amassing him, so then the Mizuni don't get the Misa of Kashon Maslow. Why? Because it's whole in and out. Why do we say whole in and out? Actually, we can learn out of our finger. If in the case where two AD just testify that Tzvube killed the person, so then we say that if two AD testify, how can you say that you saw that on Sunday, the Shreya Shia, at 10 o'clock in the morning, Ruvain killed Shimon, but on Sunday, at 10 o'clock in the morning, we were with you in another place, so you couldn't have seen it. So then, he gets the Inshazor. But suppose the Mazim come after the meeting was executed, so then whole in law, Kashazomamuri Kashos. And we don't say a Kalachimna. Why don't we learn how to do Kalachimna? If the case where the meeting was not executed, so then the Abba, the Abir, is not as great, because he's still living. They did not execute the captain. So we say that we get the English by Kassel Roma. So in the case where they were not on evidence, but they were also executed, certainly should get the Danish of Kassel Roma Maslow. Because of the Kalachimera, then there is an Ishmadi too, on the basis of Kalachimera, you should learn out the Kalachimera that since he is higher in the case of oil, so in the case of oil, he certainly should be higher, but in ancient, so in this case of holding and holding, So the whole purpose would be to to give him the name of Kashazon Lasyon. So he said in ancient Adit, that's what Ignora says in Martin Gabriel's. In ancient Adit, Mashenkin here, so the purpose of the Kalachina is not to be the higher practice. The purpose of the Kalachina is just to, the purpose of the Kalachina is just to advise us that the Isa of Nivelo is higher on the Isa of Chet. Nivelo, once I know it's how, so Nivelo, Mele gets Balkan, because I know there is Balkan around there. But without the Kalahim, I would say the Isa of Mele is not even Halal Isa of Mele. So the objective of the Kalahim is to be advised that the Isa of Mele is Hal. Once it's Hal, so then it gets Balkan, because I know that for Mele it gets Balkan. Not on the basis of the Balkan. It's only when, as a result of the Kalahina, on the basis of the Kalahina, so he gets the Malkus. Where the whole purpose of the Alfusa of the Kalahina is to impose Malkus upon an English white person. But here, the Alfusa is not to impose an English white person. The Alfusa is only that it's how. We don't say it's a Chal Nisa. Once it's Chal, so really know that he gets Malkus. So that's the Teretz. And the Ram's Kashi against this. The Ram's Kashi against this. Now, so you can say something against that, because the Lord says in the bones are always raised that there's an application between Rabshin and Rabbeis, and while both agree that still there is a machlekes between Rabshin and Rabbeis. That's in the case that one is raising the ones. That's in the case of the. That's in the case of Shnei Achim Nisuin and Shnei Achos. Suppose you have two brothers. You have Reuben and Shimon brothers. And they are married to two sisters, Leah and Rachel. So Reuben married Leah, and Shimon married Kohen. And let's say, it's a case of Nosachai Bahakin Nosames. Nosachai Bahakin Nosames. Indicates that two situations. One situation is Nosames Bahakin Nosachai. So then, according to Gacy, we say Nisachalisa because it's amazing. What is it? Nosames Bahakin Nosachai. First, Ruben married Leah. And Leah has a sister. Leah has a sister. But first, Reuben married Leah. Now, Reuben married Leah. Now, at the moment, first, Reuben married Leah. Now, Reuben married Leah. Leah became Masur and Shimon because of the Isa of the Ishizah. Now here the warning comes. The seventh line after the Mishnah. Tonor Abor, in the case of Shnei Achim, Shnei Achoyes, ليس هناك صوت و حيوة مش ليس ساحة ومش محيسي شك دي برا بيسي ربشين إن حيوة مش ساحة البعض وطاني ربشين إن حيوة مش محيسي شك البعض نوي كاش كان شنو سخاي كان شنو سو فاكينو سميس كان شنو سميس فاكينو سخاي. So in other words, if it is, let's say, no so mess, pachino sahai, if Ruben first married Leah, so then Leah became a soul, Shimon, the brother of Ruben, and it's called the Israel of Asia sahai. So what Israel was how to defect first? The Israel of Asia sahai. Then, Shimon married Ochel, the sister of Leah. So, the moment Shimon married Ochel, the sister of Leah, so Leah is Nachri Sishke. So then she should become a son on him, and it's called the Isar of Achisisha. So Shimon says, no, in Misachalisa, since it's not so mess, Ruben first married Leah, so then Leah became a soul originally at the very outset, and Shimon and the skull of the Esau of Yisrael, and then Shimon married Rachel, so the Esau of Achaz Isha is not how and the Esau of Yisrael, because in Isa, so it's only higher you should be Isa of Ishisach. That's the price that says that he's only higher you should be Ishisach. Then there's another price that says he's only higher you should be Ishisach. So that price is reference to the case of no so high Vahakenos. First, Shimon married Rochel. So Leah, the sister, became a soul and Shimon and the skull of Yisrael Achisishke. Then Ruben married Leah. So then the Yisrael Ishisach is Pichal and the Yisrael of Achisishke. So again we say Yisrael Achisishke. This is what you want to say.
As far as she is concerned, the Israel of Ishisach. So then Shimon married Rochel. So we say that the Israel of Ishisha is not called the Israel of Ishisach, but then they did the diaries. So the Israel, so King is Rabshina Hechen, or Sinezak, or Sahai, King is at least. So then let her be Nisyabim because she's only affected. Leah is only a soul to Shimon and is called Nisal Bishisach, and as far as Nisal Bishisach is concerned. So if Leah is mother to Nisal Bishisach, and Nisal Bishisho was never how because first it was no so maze, but Hakim was a high, so the Isa, so when she married Rochel, so then the Isa of Achisisho could not be how on the Isa of Ishisah, King Isa Achisisho would hire the Siakim, Omos Abashe, Isa Achisisho, Isa to Koi, in Poka Isa Ishisah, Osi Isa Achisisho the high, the Hilka, Loipok, So the more escassions, the summer of Lisi Lisa for Lisa, or Tani over a Vego Shemish for Shem Mises, even the Fmo, the day same, or even the Sikin of Shemo, Habolo, the Tani Kids at Homer of Lisi, even the Sikh of Shemo, Habolo, Hamese Nasis is Shish, meaning the Hamese is Shish Nas Hamese, meaning the Shish, meaning the Shish. So, come on, Rabbi, made the Gacy, he is amazing. So, that's the reason as to why. Shneachim Sum, Shneachoyes. So, Mele, he is hired to come to Rabbi Gacy, two Abeas. One Abeas is Nisa of Ishisar, and the other Abeas is Nisa of Ishish. So, ten Achichon was a high, but I came to Sumes. He shouldn't first marry Roche. So then Leah became a soul and Shimon and the skull of Nisa Kisishke. Then when Reuben married Leah, as long as Reuben was not married to Leah, so then Leah was a soul to Shimon, and this only to Shimon was a soul, and the skull of Kisishke. But to the other parties, let's say to Lady Yehuda, he saw how small. So Leah was not a saw, was only a saw to Shimon, because Leah was the sister of Rachel, Shimon's wife. But Lady Yehuda, he saw how small the other brothers of Reuben, so Leah was not a saw to them. But the moment Reuben married Leah, so then Leah became a saw not only and Shimon. Came a saw on Lady Yehuda, he saw his womb as well. So maybe it's amazing. Since it's how we got the other governors, we got the other brothers. So maybe it's how we got the Shimon also. That is amazing. So maybe the basis is amazing. Ten Achim was a hyper Achim was a mess. Meaning he says peace on the Gabi Achim, he says peace on the Gabi day. Alechim was a mess, Achim was a high. Why is a mess? He get the payment needed to eat some. He's full of Achim. In other words, if it is not so mess, so first the woman married Leah, so then Leah became a sore and Shimon and the store of the Israel of Echizach. And then Shimon married Roche. So the moment Shimon married Roche, let's say, and Leah has other sisters, has a sister Bilo Zilpa. So the moment Shimon married Roche, so then Bilo and Zilpa became Asur. So since it's how the other chitikas and other Moshim and the other sister, so maybe the Isa of Chesisho is how, and the Gabi Shimon also, even though she was already a soul to Shimon and the score of the Isa of Ishisach, so that's Nisa Kela, he says. But the Gacy does not say that Isa is how Isa and Nisa Kela. But if you didn't need Nitzah to pull after the other sisters, Bill of Zilpo, how is a kill? Hello, my Rabbi. Mala and Yorof, you was a stein, then the Chayim of Achas. The Chayim of Yorof, the Rabbi, on the Rabbi Echanan. Mala and Yorof, you was a beis, then the Chayim of Achas. My Nakamina, you probably then we show you more. So in other words, the Gacy is made that the Nitzah Halalisa. Gacy holds that the whole aloha of Nitzachal Yisrael is that he doesn't get to Onshi, but he is a Roshi Gomor. Now the Yisrael is Chal, but in respect to Enesh it's not Chal. Whereas Rav Shimon holds that the Nitzachal Yisrael, the Yisrael is not Chal altogether. In other words, suppose someone died who was only Avea, the Isaiah of Ishisach, and another one died who was Avea both Israel, the Isaiah of Ishisach and the Isaiah of Chayzisha. So there is a lot of Hegel and Poshis of Tzadi. and he became Rosh Chomo, it's a Rosh Kala. So there's one who was able only in Israel to society, is relatively Rosh Kala, vis-a-vis the one who was able to Israel to society and the Israel position. So that means that according to Rabbi Yossi, Israel is Kala Israel. It's only he doesn't get the two unction, the two put unction. So how can we say? So the question arises. In other words, I only said Teres and the Ram's Kashi against the Ram's Kashi against Stasis. How can we say? So I mentioned Teres. When we say Nation Adin, if the whole objective, the whole purpose of the Kalahina is to be higher than the Nation. But here, the purpose of the Kalahina is the Nisa is how. Once the Nisa Nivele is how and Nisa Hilet, so Nimele, once the Nisa Nivele is how and Nisa Hilet, so Nimele gets more. So the purpose of, but the question is, according to Rabbi Yossi, so Isa is halal Isa, and the whole Allah of Isa halal Isa is that in Enish halal Enish. So mainly the purpose of the Kalahina is to give an Enish, not just that the Isa of Nivele is halal and Isa of Hele. He even without the Kalahina, the Isa of Nivele would be halal Isa of Hele. Because it's given is in the Rishonim Rohim. The answer is, the Gemara doesn't mean that the whole Aloha of Yitzchak HaOlisa according to Rabbi Yossi is an Inish Chalonim. The Aloha of Yitzchak HaOlisa is the Aloha that the Yitzchak is not, one Yitzchak is not Chal, another Yitzchak. But it means, relative to one Shin, the Yitzchak is not Chal. So the reason is why Habor is Shishin Has Hamisi. So it's only Chayim Mishul Eishis and not Mishul Hamesim is not that we don't give to Onshin, but relative to Onshin, so the Isa of Hamesim is not Chalam Isa of Eishis. So really here, as a result of the Kalahina, that if the Isa faithful, then which is humble, then the Isa Veil is how and Isa Hele, so Mele the Isa of the Veil, which is more humble, should certainly be how. So the purpose of the Kalahina is that it's how. Mele gets an image. But it doesn't mean that Isa is Hala Isa. Without the Kalahina, it means vis-a-vis Onshin, there is no other Isa, only the first Isa. So mainly the purpose of the Kalahina is that the Isa Nivele is Hala Isa Chele. Once the Isa Nivele is Hala Isa Chele, so mainly he gets Malchus also, because we know that for Nivele they resolve.
Thank you.
assuming that Miskenes Hayatreipo, Miskenes Hayatreipo, so that means that the moment it becomes Miskenes, it becomes Asur, Mitzabisa of Treipo, covered of Kovos. So the Mele, there is the question arises, why did the Torah have to spell out that this Anubela is higher than this Al-Kreit? Once the Torah mentioned that this Al-Kreit is higher than this Al-Kreit, and this, as far as this Al-Kreit is concerned, it's not as strong as this Al-Kreit. Because insofar as the Isa of Treipo being Chal and the Isa of Chelet is concerned, so the wonders of Midi is not Chaya. We cannot say Midi. So, Mashiachin, as far as the possibility of the Isa of the Velo being Chal and the Isa of Chelet is concerned, so we can apply the wonders of Midi, because we can say that Midi, that the Isa of the Velo is higher than the Isa of Treipo, so it's higher than the Isa of Chelet as well. Mashenkin, as far when the Isa of Treipo had to be Chayim, so then when the game is Genes, so then we couldn't apply the wonders of Midian. So if the Torah has already told us that the Isa of Treipo, where the wonders of Midian is much higher, is higher than Zachele, so when he dies, when the Isa of Leila has to be Chalanis of Chel, so there we can apply the wonders of Nige. Since the Isa of Leila is Chalanis of Chelpo, it should be Chalanis of Chel. So Leila, so the Torah did not have to tell us to spell out that the Isa of Leila is Chel and the Isa of Chel. So why does the Torah tell us? So Kamashmeron, that Treipo is not Musikenes. So Mele, we cannot learn out that Kalachim. So the Gershon, when the Torah Shema Mechaim, was this a Treipo, Chayla Nisachile, Abba Gavleto Nima Treipo, Nidu Chayla Aiz, Chayla Nama Aizea, Nechile, Nibelo Shlaha Nisei Shoshi Musikenes Tchilo, So Mele, there is no Kalachena, because the even in regard to the Isa Mele being Chal and the Isa of Mele, there is no Mele, because we cannot say Mele that the Isa of Mele is Chal and Isa of Mele, because we are dealing with the Nevelo that never became a Treipo, never became a Musikenes. So there is no Mie. There is no Mie. A lot of Misachol and Yisrael and Vilna call Musikenes Shara Lama, Vashu Kol HaShapya, Vilna Yitzli, Chiroso Gistre, Vilna Mie, Shara Lohisho Musikenes, Shara Lohisho Musikenes, so Mele, in regard to Misa of Vilna being Chal, and Misa of Vilna, there is no oneness of beauty either, because the Isa of Nevele is not how on the Isa of Nevele, because it never passed through the stage of Miskenes of Nevele. Because of the Torah, Shein Ashas Maske Nid is a Kral, Ein Dito Nidha, Yike Nam Nidha Bitreta, the Chayla Inam Ha'is Hashem is a Ruach, because the Chayla, so it's a Sur, because it's not a Ruach. Uman Gomer Fele Di Anoshe, Behemo Bechayeo, Nivoyim Meres, so then, a Behemo Bechayeo, even before it, an Eva is cut off the Behemo. It's affected with this Abel in Achai. So, Chayamame, is a Treipo, and it's a Eva in Achai. So how can we say that the wonders of Miki is not Chaya, which are the Treipo? Because they are told, these are the Gabi Treipo, being Chau and Chile, we also have the wonders of Mide, because Mide, the Isa Treipo is higher and Isa Treipo is Buach, and the Isa Treipo is higher is how and the Isa Treipo as well. So I said, last year I said that after mentioning the Ram's parents and this discussion against Rashi, that Rashi doesn't mean a Kaurhima of Yalfusi, but Rashi means a Kaurhima of what? Because if the Isatrepo, if the Isatrepo is Kenneth, which is how at the time of the Hemel is Imeres Lomos. So if we are there, is how and is a prayer. Because before it became Dine, it was Imeres Lomos. And when it became Imeres Lomos, so the Nisar of Misikenes of Prayer was how and the Baker. Then when he died, so Nisar and the Baker, the Nisar Beiro was Halam Nisar Prepo. So Mele, if it's Halam Nisar Prepo, and the Nisar of Chelet is imminently linked up with Nisar Prepo, because Nisar Prepo was already how the Chaim and the Nisar of Chelet. And Nisar of Chelet. So Mele, things equal to the same things are equal to each other. So Mele, it's Halam Nisar Chelet. So it's not a Kalachim of Yalfusi. It's a Kalachim of logic. Kalachim of logic. So this is what the Ram says is Pshat and Rashi. So now the Rabbi Gershon Pshat acquires new meaning. This is what Rabbi Gershon means. Rabbi Gershon doesn't mean the Yalfusi of Kalachim. Rabbi Gershon means the story of the logic. He says like this. Once the Torah mentions that the Isa of Trefe is how and the Isa of Trefe, and assuming that every Nevela before he dies, so he passes through his stage of Fusikenes, so at that moment, it acquires the Isa of Trefe is how and the Isa of Trefe, and the Isa of Trefe, and then when he dies, so the Isa of Nevela is how the Trefo. And the Trefo is already imminently linked with the Isa Chelet. Because the moment it became a Misikenes, so the Trefo is how the Isa of Chelet. Now that the Isa of Nevela has to be how the Isa of Trefo, so it's really how the Isa of Chelet. It's not the Al-Fuse. It's not the Al-Fuse. It's a question of logic. It's a question of flora. This is what Rabbi Gershon means. He says as follows on Rabbi Gershon. Rabbi Gershon says, Umani Chayim, Osi Yisakhei V'chayi Al Yisakhei, Adar Adar Kameinu Yitrei 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 Nikolina Mike, the higher highness and the higher highness of the and the Isaac of the Trefo was already how before the Hill. Now that it's how on the Nevelo, it's how on the whole Isaac. Now that the Nevelo is how on the Isaac of Trefo, it's how on the whole Isaac of Trefo. And the Isaac of Trefo imminently includes the Isaac of Hill also, because the Trefo of the high was already how on the Isaac of Hill. So there is a Hamitzi Shishmas Kedis, before the Premier and Mikkel is higher, Hayes and Vela is in his Kedis, Hayman is a Kedis, when you go in, El Vada in this, Chol in Nichta in Vela, Nichta in his Kedis, Shai in Dam, the Hashi for Shaka, the Hilma Yitzli Chilos of Yisrael, the Lekin Bige, so in other words, maybe the Posit, it is a Posit, the Isa of the Veil is how it's clear that it's necessary in the case where the behavior became an available without passing through a stage of misfits. So mainly the Isa of Trefo was never how on the Isa of Veil. Now the Isa of the Veil The Eastern Railway is not how an Eastern appraisal, because it's never been appraisal. So anyway, the Torah has to tell us that it's how an Eastern appraisal. An Eastern appraisal. Because it's not a kalachim of Yalfuse, it's a kalachim of logic. Alright. Did I learn the other Tukutim a little more? Did we go over the other Tukutim a little more? I think we did, no? Didn't we? The boy said, in Jalen, the head of the veil of the paper, head of the lonely, Zuri Shane Halbo Holt himself. Yeshua Ahas, Shahalbo Holt himself. They use the Zuri's against. The boy said in the Och, they are who are the Shem of the King in the Nakshir and the Tumor, the veil of the paper, the Halt in the Mura, Barato, the Barato, the Republic of Tsar Pilu. In the natural tumor shall be the heart of the end of the tumor below. The veil will triple the heart of the new age, the heart of the sad kids, the hero. In other words, in the hemor that he has to wash, that he should check it before he dies. The lower body feet, the sad people, shall the heart of the hemor shall be the heart of the hemor. The most normal shall the heart of the hemor shall be the heart of the hemor. The other will be shale, hayna, the pussy, the chesed. Elu yamo tasir o mayu bukusi yichaskir. Mayu bukusi yichaskir. So now it's yichaskir boasted that he did not eat of the demon's guest. So it's a riot that of the demon's mother only in the street is not doing it. But now, what's the aloha of the demon's guest? The aloha of the demon's guest is mutaris. But there is one requirement of the demon's guest. That the behemoth has to show pills. Movements of the body. If the behemoth is in Skedis, then you shackle it. And the behemoth, in the course of the shiva, did not show any movements, so then we are hitching. Maybe in the course of the shiva, the behemoth was dead already. So in Melee, it's not the Karasbachele. But if the behemoth moves with its foreleg, with its hind leg, in the course of the Shkita, that's a riot, that the baby was still living in the course of the Shkita. Then it's mitzvah. So only Mishkenes has to show Pirchus. But if it's not Mishkenes, so then without Pirchus is in the market. So what the baby is considered Mishkenes, so that without Pirchus is a sure market, right? It's a sure market. So here don't Mishkenes, Omar Rabbi, Omar Rab, Koshim Amin Eiso, Ve'ino Yimes. Koshim Amin Eiso, Ve'ino Yimes. In other words, if, when you stand up to the Ve'ino, so it cannot stand by itself, so then it's miskenes. So without Pirchus, it's a Surah Bachim. Tabhamine Bashaumi, and Mishri Rabbama, after the Michalas Bikirs, even if Ve'ino, can eat a lot and has bigger in its teeth, but if it's not in medicine, it cannot be stood up, so then it has been in this chemist and without Pirchus is a Surah Bachim. Come by the Cheskorna after the Chalice Kirchus. The Surah Masnoch, the Dissen Masnoch, Ech Dam in this chemist, Omer Abul and Makafko, Shavim is in the medicine, but to the Chalice Bikis. Come by the Cheskorna after the Chalice Kirchus. Ashkechino Shmuel et Talmud de Rab. Omer lo, mai omar Rab Muskenes? What did Rab say in connection with Muskenes? Omer lo, hoche omar Rab. Goyo v'itilo reili v'kish kisho v'yos no harez the pilgrims. Let's say if she was lowing, she was screaming in the course of the shkita. So that's a pilgrims. That's a riot that she was living. Or if she was makel vein, makel glowing, or she moved with its tail. So that's also a riot. This is Pilobos, it's a riot she was living and she turned back to him. Who said that? Rav said. Omar Luhu, so Shmuel said to them, Yisrachu Yadeh La'azuz Al-Mineh. In other words, it was necessary for Rav to mention that the moving of the year is Pilobos. It goes without saying that moving of the year, or let's say, going on the Tila Bay, or Kishki Shabbi Osman is Pilobos, even in lesser, in milder form of movement, is also considered Pilobos. Shaneida, Kol Chayin Forim, Shaviso Iso. So, in other words, any movement is considered Pilobos, except that it's that kind of a movement that usually happens when the behemoth dies. That was stretching out the foreleg. So that is something that happens to Behemoth when Behemoth dies. So that's not Pilobos. But any movement that is not indicative of death. Dono shamiso is suta because don chain amiso is so namely the yard was bent originally and then stretched out, so that is something that happens when the behemoth dies, so that's not a pilos. But suppose it was stretched out and then the cause of the shrike, the behemoth bent the foreleg, the Beimdako bent the foreleg, so then it's not something that happens when the Beimdako dies, so that's Pilobos. Volosh Namisa is Maiko Mashmo Tiono, Beimdako Sheposhkeloto Voyerzio is so. Sheinoitza Snefesh, Voyerzio, if it bent the head, the foreleg, is Kshelo. You must disnavane. Dafke kaite upashte vihoda kaite. No, then it's Pilobos. Our shuto because so it was originally stretched out. And then the pain and the also kaite just bended. So that's not Pilobos. Kamashmo, the thing which it was originally shuto. And then it bended. So it's also Pilobos. Now, Rashi. Shaneina shimtzvet okach al kol pirkus shen shikeres mpachetza shen yiso dobo shen tzor stefesh hava pirkus vile tam shen amiso iso shen tzor stefesh kol meso u mbedako kol yu gazo afu yu fufo u koshkiso hava pirkus in tutti i rimasti smalga mondo che dai che ora se lo cevo ma se non c'è posti sono di fosso per zio ha uscito un ricordo di coffi solo a maschio e che ha uscito un ricordo di coffi di sto ha uscito ha uscito That Gio loin by the behemoth because of shit is not pure. Screaming by the behemoth. And whether we're basing in a Mishnei after the Tilo Reo of the Kishkishov is not by the pure. So it's a kasha, Rav said, the Tilo is Pirchus, the Tilo Reo is Pirchus, Kishkishov the Osmo is Pirchus. And here, a Gacy, and the brother of Gacy says that the Gio is not Pirkus, if you obeyo is not Pirkus, his nobe is not Pirkus. So it's there, Kashi Goya Goyo, Kashi Goya Ave, Goya Goyo Loi Kashi, Hobi Obi Kore, Hobi Amu Kore. If it scream, it behave low, scream with a thick voice, with a strong voice, so then it's Pirkus. But if it screams with a hoarse voice, with a thin voice, a hoarse voice, then it's not Pirkus, then it's only Chasnet. They are very manly Kashi, Kami Shishesis. So it is some of it's not Pirkus, but it's from a distance, if it's not a blowing from a distance, then it is Pirkus, Kami Matresis. Omar Afrit, Pirkus Yehoko will be safe, Shrike. My besieged shite, the emza shite, la fuke trila shite de loy. So, in other words, Afrite says that Pirkus that is effective when it's besieged shite. What does it mean besieged shite? If it's in the middle of the shite. Masheke, if it shows the movements at the beginning of the shite, so then it's not, the pain is not very effective because if he showed the movements in the middle of the Shkite, then it's a raya that at the end of the Shkite it was still living. But if he showed the movements at the beginning of the Shkite, then we have to be righteous that by the end of the Shkite he was already dead. He was already dead. Omar Afrit did not know that Pirchus is only effective in Zmatim Behemo. If it was shown by the Hemo in the Emza Shkite, but if it was shown in the middle of the Shkite, then we have to reshish. Maybe the Hemo before the end of the Shkite was better ready. So, how does he know that? Na mina mo di kam. The Hemo da koshe koshe yodo vlo yal siro is psul eimas. Ile ime di seif shkite that he, at the end of the Shkite, it stretched out its hand, so then it's no raya that the Behemo was living, because maybe it was a result of the death that stretched out of the hand. It's fallen. You know, you see, it's we expect that it should keep on. It should keep on for a long time. Make movements with the foreleg. I mean, even at the end of the Shkite, it stretches out its leg. It certainly should be alive. The Behemo is still living. It's not. It shouldn't be symptomatic of death. Now let's see the Rashi. For the Eimas Poshto Boyerzio Damunim Tzur. For the Eimas Poshto Boyerzio Lachas Shokto Vetizda Bepchitis Yad Eloi Ktipe. Lachas Shokto Vetizda Bepchitis Yad Eloi Ktipe. Now, the Siosim in Sinim Yuzayim mentions the name of Rabbi Yeruchem. That Rabbi Yeruchem says that when we say when we say Seishkute, so it doesn't mean Seishkute, it means a little after, a moment after the Kasvetanshah. That's Rashi. Now the Bach says that now Rashi is not mentioned, but the Shach says that it is mentioned in our Rashi, and in several Rashis. One of the Rashis that mentions that is this Rashi, because Rashi says, so this means we say that Rashi Shiki is that if we say soft shit and pill, which is required, it doesn't mean soft shit, but it means lahashtike. So that's why Rashi says lahashtike. But if Rashi Shiki is that even if we were to assume that Pirkus is required of Sof Shkete, it doesn't mean Laha Shkete, but it means Mamish at the end of the Shkete, not a moment after Shkete. So why does Rashi say that? Koreicha teicha the Pirkus, the Laha Shoto, it is the Pirkus Yav, Loikfita, because of the Pirkus. So, Omer Rabbe, El Olav Yemtosh. So, Mele, the Emtah Shkite stretching out the foreleg is no right of the Hebrew's leg. Omer Rabbe, Leilom Yisev Shkite, Shani Eimer, Kol Shem Eisike Yisev Shkite, Biyadua Shem Shmoso Nituro Yimeno, Kiv, Omer Rabbe, Leilom Yisev Shkite, und du kam noch gleich auf dich mit dieser Lache Schritte, sie tief in die Tase, in der Frage, ich habe nicht mehr, Coach in der Eise gehen, Post auf ihr Foso, Lache Schritte, if it doesn't stretch out and bend it, Lache Schritte, so then, we have to be afraid, lest before the completion of the Schritte, Ben was already dead. So what did Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda said that Pirkus is required the Emtash, but not the same Shkite for the Emtash, but the Tchila Shkite is not known. And then Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar, Pirkus Shomu the Tchila Shkite, even if the movement was done at the beginning of the Shkite, is so serai that by the completion of the Shkite it was still in it. Pirush Omer with Chilash, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Nam, Lord Nam, Omer Rav Shimon, Hashir Balaylo, Moch Omer Tzoksomi, Leim Dam, Is Kseiro, Shezinko, Uchmiya Shavrezer, Yom Ashmoel Kesle, Vishkite Shaminu, Iyamu Bishlemu Vitzkilas, Shkite Shapir, Elu Yamu Bishlemu Vitzkite, Leichush, Dilma Bitchila Shkito, Zinko, Vidilmo, oh yeah, Leichush Dilma Bitchila Shkito Zinko. Now let's see the Rashi. Bitchila Shkito. Kalim Rafi Lepira Viso Bitchila Shkito. Dayo, Is Kshiro, Apo Gav Dehan Muzikenes, Kikin Leim Kisle, Is Shkito Tam, Yodua She Zinko. So, we know that in the course of the Shkite, it Dam poured. So it was living. Uchimias Chavrza Domazinu Kalipirus. Roma Shmuel, the Hoche Yitzchak Fushe, the case in the Hoche, we have a case in Mamish. It's not the case of the slaughterhouse. We have a case in Mamish. Our case in the Hashkik. We have a case in Mamish. 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 Die haben die Flaschkite in Motsi Azinu, le Mailo Bekesa, die macht was Kea, die Chiu Shie, Adayin im Himmel, sind kommen Roche, die in Dunz Azinu, die Mailo Bekesa, die du hast die Bremse Schritte zu machen, schon Rolle Bekea, Kokach und seine Kadam in Roche. Aber hast du die Oma, Schmuel, die haben die Kesa, die haben die Kesa, die haben die Kesa, Kisa diz a Shkita no Motim no Meida, e tu a Shkita sim, o Laha Shkita, o Laha Palma, e a Mubishen e Kou Kama de Pirrus, a tu e tu a Shkita, Rabo Pirrus, Som Mele, e Shapir, do Rabino e Mocha o Vizinho, de Polkis, de Ute, because we feel the fact that this is a shtick that will fully down, so that when did the dam flow? Dam flowed after the shtick started. And even if it happened at the beginning of the shtick, it's still right, the brain was living by the completion of the shtick. But if you say that the peer who said the beginning of the shtick is no right, it's not sufficient, it has to be in the middle of the shtick. How do you know that the dams pour into the walls of the street of the Visa Shrite, in the middle of the Shrite. Maybe it poured at the beginning of the Shrite, and in the middle of the Shrite it was already dead. So it's a riot that even if it flowed at the beginning of the Shrite, it's also a riot that the Bahim was living. That Pirkus at the beginning of the Shrite is enough. So the Gemara says, if you Moshani Zimu Yodi, maybe the Pirchus of the pouring of blood, that is a much stronger Pirchus, and that is enough even if it happens in the beginning of the Shrit. But the other Pirchus have to take place in the middle of the Shrit, not if they take place at the beginning of the Shrita, it's not a good riot that the Bahim was living. The Yom Shani Yizu, Yodi, because Zinu is a stronger Pirus than other Pirus. Umi Yodi, on the contrary, we see by Tham, the brother of Inga, Dio in Zinko, in other words, whereas Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Achti Parachais, Yadu Beregel, so the Blazer says, Diamonds in Kor, it's not necessary to have such a strong Pirchus like Pirchus Yadu Beregel. Even a weaker Pirchus is not. So we see that Zinuk on the contrary is a relatively mild Pirchus, not a strong Pirchus. So if Zinuk is effective at the English today, certainly other Pirchus, which are stronger, are certainly effective at the beginning of the Shrita. So the Gemara says no. Well, Rabbi Leza says Dio because he's addressing himself to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He says, how did Rabbi Gamliel? Because Rabbi Gamliel, you see, here in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, the Gemara says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But then the Mishnah Sasha says, Jesus Marshal Marshal Rabbi Gamliel. Because that's in line with the Gilsa here in the Gemara. Kalmid of Gamliel. So the Gemara doesn't say here, Kalmid of Shimon Gamliel. But Kalmid of Gamliel, so that's a riot. That it's not Shimon Gamliel in the Mishneh, but it's Ram Gamliel. Kalmid of Gamliel, because Ram Gamliel requires a movement with the foreleg and the hind leg. Actually, Parachit Yadir Reyer. So the Bezel says, Zinko, the pouring of blood in the Bishashite is enough because Pirchus with both the foreleg and the hind leg is a stronger Pirchus than the pouring of blood. But Mashenkei, the Chachamim, they say, Ashtiparchis, only Yadoyne Rayel. So on the contrary, the pouring of blood is a stronger Pirchus than the movement with just the foreleg, with just the hind leg. It's milder, it's a weaker Pirchus than the movement of both the foreleg and the hind leg, but it's a stronger Pirchus Zero is a stronger purpose than the movement of just the falling or just anger. Kamil Ramil, the way we had the Rebbe Mishneh, the only thing I want, the Amra Biyad Uberei. Amra Biyad Uberei. Some of the Koye said, Ashkebo Avuye di Bar Avuka, the father of the son of Avuka. The father of the son of Avuka. Now, who is the father of the son of Avuka? Avuka himself. So, Rashi said, Avuka, Zavuka Matve, Umakirim Hoye Saben, Yuloye Saab, Hoye Kirinese, Hoshem Nate, she also is Moy Sinoi. So, the father of the son of Avuba, that means Avuba, Estikashi, Ba'amalua Achbe di Baravuba, or some say, the brother of the son of Avuba, Umidrabonum Niodi, so Estikashi, how do we say that Zinuk is a milder Pirchus than Rabbi Gamliel's Pirchus, which is illumined by both the falling and the higher? But it's a stronger pirus than the pirus in Chachamim, which is in the just of the former, or just of the hind leg, just of the hind leg. So, in Rabbanim Yodi, what now Chachamim really match the parshas, Oy biyad oy b'regel, Rabbanim ahei kain, ilay nadi ram gam biyel, so we shouldn't say ach the parshas. In other words, the amachna, the expression ad, is expressive of the chumre. Until it is in parches, so in the other in the rayel, so it's not in teres bachir. So if the rabbonon are addressing themselves to Rav Gamliel, they should use the expression kigen shepir so the other in the rayel. Because Rav Gamliel requires a movement by both the forward and the island. Where the Chachamim say a movement of just one is enough. So why do they say ad? Ad is an expression of chumer. We should use an expression of chumer, of kibbeh. Kibbeh shepir v'somit v'el. El pshite ad rablezeh. V'i odi mayad. So in other words, they address themselves to rablezeh. Rablezeh says that zinuk is sufficient pirchus. So they say no, zinuk is not a sufficient pirchus. Zinuk is not a sufficient pirchus. But what is a sufficient pirchus? A movement with the foreleg or the hind leg. So that means that a movement with just one foreleg or hind leg by itself, not both, is a stronger pirchus than zinuk. So how can you say that zinuk is a stronger pirchus? So in other words, the Afil Shemes Nikor. Afil says that Pirchus to be effective has to be the Emta Shemes. And then Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says that Pirchus is even effective with Chila Shemes. And Rove says, and we pass on like Rove, that Pirchus in order to be effective has to take place at the end of Shemes. Now, the safe shite, safe mamish, shetifahi bimar shite, the ten vechilus acha shite. So again, Rashi emphasizes, the ten vechilus acha shite. So the Shach points out this Rashi, that this Rashi implies that when we say the sof shite, it doesn't mean mamish the conclusion of shite, but it means the moment after shite. a moment that uma roda no amino tangue cheia em que se fraca e cloi cheio em que se fraca e cloi cheio em que se foi eles que envolvem de chivação de sochivação de racine o baile machinho de rolo de rote de calma de chama de chefe só cheio em que se fraca e cloi is Ben Rochel the Kayosh, if it's a hybrid, so it's possible for call. If one of the parents is a Rochel and the other one is Kayosh, so it's possible for call. When we agree to any Dosh, Oyeim's Prakim from the second Oy, so we learn now that it means a mutation. A mutation, what it means sometimes. If something abnormal happens and that AIDS, both parents are the same species, but it gives birth to a behemoth that looks like a lamb, like an orc. How did it happen? It cannot be explained. Scientists call it mutation. So that's called meatness. So meatness is also possibly called. He evolved Prakriate's David. Prakriate's David, Shekorua, is for a Caesarean. Shekorua, if it was taken out for a Caesarean cut. Shekorua, a Yitzio, Pomu Shemetso, Pomu Shechayat. Shiva Shomim, Prakriate's Osma. In other words, that you cannot be macrophage within the first 7 days after the birth of a baby, because we have to be Hishish. Maybe it's maintenance. So biotone, so he has to live 30, he has to survive for 30 days in order to be sure that he was not naked. But by behemoth, if he survives to 8 days, so it's a rival behemoth is not naked. So the Hasime Prakri Yosef, that the Yosef is also possible to call. What does it mean a Yosef is possible to call? Hayosim Echadom, Ilayim Yilud Teime, Tihodom Meisor, if you mean that the mother gave birth to the Beino, and then after the mother gave birth in natural way to the Beino, so the mother died. So it's possibly wrong what it means. The mother has to live all the time together with the baby in order that the baby should be partially calm. That's inconceivable. Leon Techa de Tezo, El de Neso, the Hodden. So we learn out from the process of Tahasim Pagayosen, we exclude a behemo that was born after the mother died. Now, if it was born, it was taken out from the mother's womb, after the mother died, then it means to a Caesarean. Because it could not be born in a natural way after his death. So it couldn't come out from the mother's womb after the mother died. So then it has to be taken out through a Caesarean cut. So that was already excluded from the process of Kiriboi. So why do we have to exclude it from the posse of Tahasine, El Pshite Zepirish Limiseh Zepirish L'chayim. So the posse of Tahasine Patriosim is reference to the case where the mother died at the time that the baby emerged from the mother's womb. Mamesh at the time when the baby emerged from the mother's womb. So then, if we didn't have the special posse of Tahasimei, we wouldn't know that it's possible to call, because that's not his David. His David means that it's taken out through a Caesarean cut. So, El Pshit is a person, this is a person high. He had a mishlein, bino nechim, you said this is, ain't there? Hein wisst doch vor dem Mutter. Er will jammer. lui vino fiduce di se tua idea, l'uomo lì, mi rinnovò il nato, e non è cideraccio. E ho di me so vore e di me, hanno di se dite, di hoce corruo di un zio e smodo, di me so di un haio hanno di se dite, zeppio di se mise, in me prima di sciassi sosso, giotto del chavecchio, ואשמינום חור, דיבינום חיוס, עד מלדה, אולה חלים מיד. Again, there's another Rashi, the Finnish. Now, after all, the more is mentioned, all these mentioned in the Raya, that Pilchus is required to be saved Shkute. And what does Rabbi Yochan say? The Vesios that mentions Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Yochan says, according to Rashi, the saved Shkute means a moment Lahash. So again, that's another Rashi. You see, Shminum, Chius ad maleide ulachalil liat viloi halom yosef dal koche haita hasine limuto chayo ben tzaleide umeiso big maleidos, because the posse could not have referenced the case where the baby was pulled out through a Sicilian cut after the mother was dead, because then it's excluded since might from the posik of Kivoi, Pari is later. So that means that the baby came out the natural way. The natural way. So what do you mean the natural way? Natural way. The mother has to live there for a long time. So it means that the mother did not live for one moment after the lady. So Mele is the smile. So he says, I am a Bishlemi Achasit, I Ashino, I Bino Chiluse, Shi Eitzi, Kulim Chai, Yuli Mute Meiso, Vid Maoleide, Chai, Yuli Lima, Kulim Meiso, Vizet Leide, Vim Yivoi, Pachle Is Deifen, Dahai Nanla, Vizet Deifen, U, Ki Meiso, Vid Maoleide, because it emerged in natural way. Elo Yamwet, Lui Bino Chiluse, Vizet וכל עימות עיני סוביהם צלעי דורסי. לא מולכל יבואי נפקי, דעקת החגל להצטייפן, אם the פוסק is מימיית, the case where the mother died in the middle of the lady, so mainly the baby had to be pulled out of the Sicilian, so then it's מימיית from the פוסק of יבואי חגל להצטייפן. אלי אמרת למחיר זמי, הוא כל מות המסמן תולי לא זה, לא מול נכון לכי לבוא להתנאות, דקה דהב לי את דייתן, אלו שמענו, כל מי עושה דיבוי הרבונו, כל מי עושה, דיבוי הרבונו חיוצה דמידון שיחיוס בגמר דלי, that whenever a behemoth has to be living, so it has to be living at the Gemara. Now, what's the shaykhus between Pirchus, Ligabi Shchute, and Ligabi, the soul of Yosef, Ligabi Kohen? What's the shaykhus? So Rashi emphasizes the lotion, and the whole of these different kinnei, so Elbe Yamret, Yakata, Elishmamino, Komunse, Yivoy, Rabon, Chiyuse, Binon Shei Chiyus Bigmar Dle. In other words, that we see from this Pasuk. Now here, the Pasuk is Mimayit, a Yosef we call, is possibly called. So what does it mean, a Yosef? It doesn't mean a Yosef a year after it's born, that the mother is not living, so it's possibly called. So it means that if it is Yosef at the Gemara of the lady, if it's Yosef at the Gemara of the lady, so mainly it's possibly called. Now, what bearing does it have upon Shkute? So according to Rashi, it's a general aloha that whenever a Behemah has to be living, so it means it has to be living at the end of the thing, at the end of the thing, and even one moment after that. So, since we see that here the Torah implied it as a kosher, that if the mother is not living one moment effluent. So that's, then it's considered a yosem piso. So that means Ligabishrita too, since the Behemah has to be living in the course of the Shrita, so the Behemah has to be living one moment, has to show that it was still living one moment after the conclusion. So that's the shaykhas between the psul of Yosef and the hechshar shrit. Now, because in both there is a common aspect, in other words, the gabi shrit, in order that the shrit should be matar b'achile, so the behemah has to be living by the completion of the shrit. By the completion of the shrit. And what does it mean by the completion of the shrit? That's chashim shitosim. Completion of the shrit means one moment after the shrit. More than the shrit. So we see that the same thing, in other words, the mother has to be living by the completion of the lady. So that means it has to be living one moment after the lady. And if the behemoth died, the mother dies, the moment the baby emerges, so then it's Yosef and it's possibly called. So from all these Rashi's, it's a right that Rashi Shita is that we save Shrite. That we save Shrite. So it has to, means that it has to show life a moment after Shrite. And the Vandoma, who says, that Pirchus is affected in the Enta Shrite. So because if there is Pirchus in the Enta Shrite, so then it's arrived that by the conclusion of the Shrite, there was still a living. But the one who requires Pirchus is on Shrite, so he really requires that to show life a moment after Shrite. Now, Rabbi Yeruchem says, that there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, so Pirchus in Shrita means a moment after Shrita, and according to Tesis, it means simultaneously with the Gemara Shrita. Now the Bach says, Rashi now text doesn't say it, but the Shach points out that there are three Rashis who say it. But where does Tesis say the reverse? That I don't know. Where does Tesis say the reverse? I don't know. Omar Obe, Hilcha Seki Homa Snite. So all this is mentioned. So what is the chiddush by Rabbi Loi Eifitz? Rabbi Leitman, the Mishnah doesn't mention that tchlif of gapei by a bird is enough of the pirchus. So that Rabbi mentions the Leitman. All right, now for tomorrow. I am sorry that I didn't advise you to go over the Gemara that on the base in Bonus. You might have it, maybe you have difficulty because it's a little complicated. I'm sorry. I never think what Gemara is going to mention. But you should go over the Gemara that on the base in order to understand this piece. Now, for tomorrow, so that's in connection with Simen Yudches, So we have to go over the Gemara Tafutayim. Nachum, first you go over the Gemara Tafutayim for me. Tafutayim on Dalet. The second line from the end of the Omer. Chutzim Magokotze Vamgir, Avoy Vishmir. Up to the fourth line that we press on down. Amar Avon, high tap, and we saw Sakine Kamchoch. This is the order of the successes and the Geras. Successes and the Geras. Alright. And then, or after that, we should go over the Gemara Dafyut. Gemara Dafyut, Nuchum, Itma, Hashem, Misaki, Mitzis, Vimma. Dafyut, Omadawa. The third line from the Tapodon, Hashem, Misaki, Mitzis, Vimma. Omar Abuna, Yoshida, Bachamas. Yoshida, Bachamas. Up to that field of the bays, up to Minor Milse, the Omar Abon, Eki Milse Achesti, that's in the middle of the arm. Should go over these parts.
per day.